Thank you, Chair. I think our work here in drafting the conclusions and recommendation is guided by the language of the DDPA. And when I proposed to add reference to refugees and asylum seekers, I did that because in many places in the DDPA, we can see the reference to the refugees and the asylum seekers. And since we are not copying the exact language of the DDPA in our draft conclusions and recommendations, but we are of course guided by it, so I really don't understand why we are not including refugees and asylum seekers here in paragraph 7, because since it's not the exact language of one of the paragraphs of the DDPA. And we are working to improve the language here. So I don't know if there is no objection from the room to add a reference to refugees and asylum seekers. So I would appreciate to see them included into para 7. I thank you.